the lady that I'm facilitating this workshop with or this seminar with, her name is Jessica Dumas. Mm-hmm. And she made a Facebook post about, you know, women competing with each other. And the Facebook post went viral. And it talked about how, you know, when you enter into certain spaces, you're met with another powerful woman. Instead of that woman embracing you, sometimes you're met with competition, or you're met with, you know, somebody being intimidated or gatekeeping and making you feel like there's not enough room for both of you at the top. So she made a post about that and it took off. And then I phoned her up and I was like, wow, that was an amazing post. It really, really spoke to people. I said, why don't we do like a seminar and just really, really talk about it? We came together and we developed a seminar. And in the seminar, we're going to talk about boundaries. We're going to talk about confidence. We're going to talk about lateral violence. But most of all, we're going to talk about strategies and how we can, you know, deal with these things.
For sure. Learning strategies to set boundaries and stand in your power. That is really powerful within itself. And also, the attendees are going to be able to engage in confidence building exercises. Of course, join a network of empowered women supporting women, which is incredible. So all in all, what would you really like for attendees to take away from this really great day that's going to be happening?
Basically, we do want them to take away strategies. We want to make them feel empowered. We want them to feel included. We want them to feel supported. You know, this is a space where we try to make it accessible. You know, it's $150. Mm-hmm. You get a workbook, you get lunches provided. And so we try to make it accessible, but we also try to make it a space where you can come on your own. You know, you don't have to come with a group of people. Like, if it's something that you really feel that you need for yourself, you know, you can come by yourself and you are going to meet people. We create a space where you're forced to talk to people. You do table work and we switch you up. You know, like if you're coming with a group of women, you don't expect to stay with that group the whole day because we're constantly switching out the tables where people are forced to meet new people, forced to step out of their comfort zone. This one, we don't have speakers. It's just Jessica and I, and it's seminar style. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, you know, it's not just sitting listening to us. Like, you do the work at your tables with your groups and with us facilitating you and taking you through the work. But, you know, throughout the lunch hour, we do have an open mic session where people can come up and share any stories or basically do anything you want with your 5 minutes on the microphone. So sometimes we do get people sharing their stories of overcoming. And sometimes people will just get up and sing a song. Like, it's really, really whatever you're compelled to do or whatever is speaking to you at the moment that you want to share.
That sounds really empowering. And I really like the idea of dismantling the harmful idea that women must compete to succeed. Because as we saw in the Winter Olympics, and as we are seeing now in the entertainment industry, or even around the world in several different businesses and several different areas of anything, really, women are starting to come together more. And it's really not just supporting other women, but it's supporting everyone in many different ways. So I think this is just another piece of the puzzle that women and the whole world really do need to talk about. And you are really stepping up and having that conversation with several of them. So if someone is not able to attend this event, which we want everyone to attend this event if they can, how can women empower each other?
Jessica and I both have podcasts. So Jessica has the Confidence and Communication podcast, where she has over 200 recorded episodes already, all about standing in your power, building your own confidence. I also have a podcast called Driving While Indigenous. I interview other Indigenous people that are breaking down barriers and being trailblazers. So there's tons of tips and strategies in those two podcasts. Plus Jessica and I, we do a podcast together called She Manifested It. So it's the She Manifested It podcast. And this one is a video podcast, a step away from the just traditional listening, but it's a video podcast that we have on YouTube, Apple, Spotify.
Everywhere. I love that you guys offering so many wonderful resources within these podcasts, which are great.
Yeah, they're free. Those are free resources that you can, and you know, we're constantly talking about the strategies and trying to help people find ways to step out into their own power.
Definitely. Well, I'm more of an in-person kind of person when it comes to these kinds of things. And I know a lot of our listeners are as well. So the We Are Not in Competition, an empowerment seminar for Indigenous women, is happening March 26th at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino in Calgary. And you can register now. It's $150 and it includes lunch and a really great day meeting a lot of really powerful women who are all supporting each other.